I used to just go with whatever meat looked good or was on sale at the grocery store. But now that I've experienced the exceptional quality, flavor, and convenience that you can get from Omaha Steaks, I'm never going back. They can build a custom food plan based on your schedule, which means less food waste and stocking up on high-quality proteins to always have on hand. With Omaha Steaks in your freezer, you're always just minutes away from a quality dinner, whether it's Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code YUM at checkout for $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need scum now, more than ever.
And the magnificent. I'm back, but the shaker was so boast, most thundering, storming, sound of soul.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Interrupting.
Hey, Safer Muscle Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Rust and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from Rust and Jake.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your attention. Your attention, please.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's special event.
We are counting down
the hottest songs on planet Earth. The world famous Top 30 Countdown.
Everybody, make some noise!
Top 30 Countdown.
Kia ora, this is Mel from Scarpa Gazoo in New Zealand, and you are listening to Beefy Scar Club. Pick it up!
Number 30.
We'll be right back.
welcome to the show. The global ska scene waits for with bated breath. And I'm telling you now, bated breath is the least of my troubles right now. Anyway, we've got there. We're on air. We're live. It's the first show of 2026. And that can only mean one thing, people. It is Beefy's Top 30 of 2025. Yes, the countdown the world listens in for. It is Beefy's Top 30 Ska Songs of 2025. It is hotly contested as always. This is the 7th annual Beefy Countdown. I started this show in 2017. I've gone through my archives and it doesn't seem like I did a countdown of 2017 or 2018. So I finally woke up to myself in 2019. So yes, this is the 7th annual Beefy Countdown. And man, 2025 was full of high quality ska songs. The Kitty Hawks were crowned number one in 2024. However, they have not released anything new in 2025. So they are currently in Japan, but they will pass on their crown to another worthy winner. And you will get that eventually as we count down 30 absolutely awesome ska songs. We're going to go all around the world. Such is the nature of global ska today. I can honestly say this is the most enjoyable top 30 I have done this year. Yes, it is. I'll let that sink in for just a little bit. Anyway, what kicked us off? Scarpa Kazoo out of Taupo, New Zealand. And I've got to tell you now, this is New Zealand's first ever entry into a Beefy top 30. So congratulations to Scarpa Kazoo. The Wolf and I comes in at number 30. What shoe that is. Now, how good is that at number 30? You think of what is going to come up in the next few hours. Telling you now, it is a top quality countdown. Over 7 countdowns, I can tell you, 32 countries have been represented in the 2025 charts. 2 former number one bands are reappearing. There's quite a few new countries represented as well, including New Zealand. But Poland would have also been in the same boat. However, Poland have 2 bands in this year's charts, just to kind of buck the trend. And I'm going to kick things off for the Poles right now with a band called Wersja Deluxe out of Gdynia in Poland. They put out an album not that long ago, actually, called Society, full of great tunes. This is No, No, No. Happy Beefy's Top 30 Countdown Day. Please stick with me. You are going to have as much fun as I'm going to have. Put on your skanking shoes and get ready to dance.
Number 29.
No, I don't wanna be you. Baby, you're pretty. and you can see I say, no, 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 I don't wanna be. No, 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 I don't wanna be. No, 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 I don't wanna be you.
G'day everybody, this is Steve-O from Area 7. You're listening to Beefy Scar Nation Radio.
Number 28.
Más que no del mar en la batería.
Is Out of Control Army, who were number one in 2022 with their, not 2022, 2023 joint hit with Pantheon Rococo, Fuera de Control. What a tune that is. Out of Control Army released an album earlier this year, a live album, En Vivo Desde el Teatro Metropolitan. And the very, very last track is Two Tone Fever. What a banger that is. Awesome stuff from Out of Control Army. I think that might be their third appearance in the chart over the last 7 years. Before that, at number 29, Wersche Deluxe out of Gdynia in Poland. No, 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 off their Society album that came out in November. I think that was their first release for a couple of years. And like I said, I think that is Poland's first entry into the Beefy charts. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending a bit of time with the Big Beef Man. This is an awesome show. It is full of incredible tunes. And like I said, we are definitely going around the world. This is the show that everyone in the ska scene looks out for. And I get abused. I get hate mail. I get congratulations every now and again. On the whole, it's all good-natured fun because at the end of the day, ska is the winner. Alrighty, next up is a brand new band. They have only released one EP. I have a message from the band as well that they are looking forward to 2026 because they're going to get together. They're going to play some more live shows, recording some new tunes. Like I said, they've only done one EP. That EP is called the Back in the Day EP. The band are from Adelaide. Yes, Adelaide in Australia, mate. They're called The Skeptics. I cannot wait to hear more from these guys. If this is the way they're going to kick off their ska career, then I am all in, baby. I'm all in. Yes, this is The Skeptics with the title track off their EP. This is Back in the Day. You're tuning in to Beefy Ska Club, the world's number one ska radio show.
Number 27.
From the Suburban Legends and currently playing in Real Big Fish. You are listening to the Ska Show with Beefy. Check it out.
Number 26.
Well, going out west where I belong. Where the days are short and the night.
45.
It's a banger, isn't it? Arcade All-Stars out of Kitchener, Ontario, in Canada. Yes, you're waiting for it, but I'm not going to do it because it's the Beefy Chart. Very professional on this show. The only show in the year where we're really professional. That was called Blue Collar off their Destined for Disaster album that came out in November, I think that came out. These guys formed at the tail end of the pandemic and took to the stage for the first time in 2023. They write about mental health struggles, addiction, general stigma surrounding the human experience, but they also produced absolutely awesome tunes. Please check out Destined for Disaster. It's on the old Bandcamp. You can buy it right now. Looking forward to more from the Arcade All-Stars. In fact, that is in my top 20 albums of the year, by the way, which I haven't published, and I've never really done that before. I might just throw it out there every now and again. Doesn't matter. Jump on Bandcamp. Support the Arcade All-Stars. independent band. In fact, this album is independently produced as well. Before that, the supergroup out of Denmark, The Chains from Copenhagen. They actually got in last year's chart at number 29 with That Kid Got Fire. This time around, they're at 26 with such an awesome tune, California Sun. Shades of Rancid in that one. They put out, I don't know why I really raised my voice then, they put out three singles on the same day in October. California Sun was one of them, The Chains. What a band. Like I said, they are a ska supergroup out of Copenhagen. They have picked only the best musos to make up a supersonic ska band. Looking forward to more of The Chains. In fact, they have a new single coming out very, very soon. And we kicked off that little triple play with a band who have released their debut EP this year. They're called The Skeptics. They are out of Adelaide in South Australia. The EP was called Back in the Day. You heard the title track, and that came in at number 27. Definitely looking forward to more from The Skeptics in 2026. Alrighty, we're going to move quickly on. These guys, I'm still not sure whether they're an actual ska band. Well, they're definitely not a ska band, but they do play a lot of ska. They were in at number 5 in last year's chart with The Ga, The Ska, and The Ra. They do a podcast. They are wildly popular in their native island. In fact, they are coming to Australia next month to do, I don't know what these guys do live. Anyway, they are a lot of fun, and they clearly love ska. They're called The Two Johnnies. This is Tommy.
Number 24.
My friend Tommy, he's pure sound. Got dumped and was pure down.
Sat watching telly, low as a snake's belly. So we called around.
We had an intervention. Gonna build him up like old Garmin's extension.
Cause you got no money, girl, or a six-pack. But here comes the comeback. Drink us up, turn it up, dance floor,
shift the bill,
help your night,
make a plan,
just do your thing,
lift some weight,
hang a gate,
quit the grind,
call your mom,
got a hot
highlight.
We know you're heartbroken walking around, every inch of Dublin town,
drinking tea,
bailing hay,
eat your greens,
lick your bean,
walk the line,
take your time,
cause you got no money, girl.
Comes the comeback. Oh, 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 oh. Hey! Oh, 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 oh.
This breakup, it was momentous. They've been going out since Tommy was an apprentice.
It's gonna take time before it's healed. He's gonna score 2-4 from midfield.
Yeah! Drink us up,
turn it up,
dance floor,
shift the bill,
have your nine,
make a plan,
just do your thing,
lift some weight,
hang a gate,
quit the grind,
call your mom,
got a hot
highlight.
We know you're heartbroken walking around, every inch of Dublin town,
drinking tea,
bailing hay,
eat your greens,
flick your bean,
walk a line,
take your time,
cause you got no money, girl, or a six pack,
but here comes the comeback. Oh, Tommy's getting by on his own. She moved up to Athlone and he said,
do you think you're better off in Athlone? Do you think you're better off in Athlone?
County Westmeath.
Oh, 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 oh. Comeback.
Hello, hello. This is Steve from Sergeant Skag. You're checking out the Ska Show with Beefy.
Number 23.
Life. Time flies, so move on with a smile.
It's alright,
alright, cry.
last night. If I might be so daring, hey Lorelai, could you bear to tell me why? Hey Lorelai, what's got into you? You gotta tell me why.
If you've had a Mighty Mighty Boston-shaped hole in your new music collection for the last couple of years, then no doubt Joe Gittleman's solo stuff and The Kilograms have kind of filled that hole a little bit. The Kilograms put out an album earlier this year called Beneath and Thieves. That tune, Lorelai, is on that album. However, they did a follow-up EP later in the year. In fact, it came out in December, tinged with sadness, because the Strike a Match EP is the final Kilograms release. They've decided to call it a day after just a couple of years. That has been received with interest, because around about the same time, Dickie Barrett from the Mighty Mighty Boston-Stones, essentially the cause of the breakup, put out a social media post saying he was desperately trying to put the band back together. And that actually coincided with the Kilograms announcement. So people are putting two and two together to make 947, which is really cool. You never know your luck in the big city, and we all hope. We all hope it happens, but if it doesn't, it doesn't. That's life, isn't it? Anyway, Lorelai from the Kilograms. Joe's trying to sell off all the merch that he's got stored in his garage as well, considering they're not doing any more shows and not releasing any more music. So if you want your Kilogram stuff, jump on the Facebook page, because they're trying to get rid of it. Before that, Rude Bones out of Tokyo. These guys have been around since the early 90s, and they're still going. They don't put out as much new music as they used to. In fact, I think the single they put out last year was the first new material for about 7 or 8 years from Rude Bones. But how good is Don't Hide Yourself, the only release of 2025? These guys were playing quite a bit live this year. They played a lot of the festivals and a lot of the Japanese ska circuit shows. So that is fantastic. Here's a bit of trivia for you. Japan is only one of 4 countries to be represented in every Beefies chart since I kicked this off in 2019. There you go. Do you know what the other 3 are? It's pretty bloody obvious, isn't it? England, USA, Australia. USA atop the charts with 50 tracks. England, I think it's 39. Australia is next with 25. But Japan represented every year so far. Why not? It's a bloody good ska country, is Japan. They bloody loves it. We kicked off that little triple play with Are They a Band? Are They a Podcast? Are They Just Having Fun? The Two Johnnies out of Ireland with the single they put out earlier this year, Tommy. A right little skanker, that one. Man, those guys are good when they do. I wish they put some horns in, because they have a full band. If they put horns in, that'd be anyway, I'm wishing on a star there, because I'm not even sure they're a serious concern as a band. I really don't. Anyway, we like their music. It's ska-y enough for me, and it's good enough for me. It gets in the charts. All right? Simple as that. All right, we are racing through on Beefy's Top 30 of 2025. We're going to go to the second Polish entry for this year. This is a band that have been put together by Mark Areske of Booze and Glory fame. He wanted to revisit his kind of boss reggae roots. Put together a band full of Poles that I believe were living in London at the time. These guys have gone on to play around Europe live. They have released a bunch of singles. This is an absolute banger. I couldn't go past it. Had to include it. The band are called The Gamblers. This is One More Time. You're tuning in to Beefy's Top 30 of 2025. There's a reason why we're the world's number one ska radio show. It's because of tunes like this.
Number 21.
Listen to me. You're going through a tough time. I get it. I've been there. It might be stormy now, but it can't rain forever. But remember, don't wait for things to happen, because you have to make them happen. Another day, another morning. Open a window, look for sun. Lately some things have been going too well for you, but always keep your head up high. You never know if you can improve it by always trying. And you finally find the sun shining so bright.
Do it now, don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow might never come. And remember to try one more time. Do it now, don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow might never come. Just remember to try one more time. Just one more.
You don't believe you can reach the top. And all the black clouds above your head again. Just keep on going and never stop. And all the joy and all the happiness can be found. Just keep on smiling and keep on dancing to this reggae, reggae, reggae sound.
Do it now, don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow might never come. And remember to try.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.